God night after night, begging him for another way. He said he kept asking God what he had done wrong. He was full of anger, hurt, and questions like, why is God punishing me? Why has God abandoned me? Will would realize later that God was with him. God hadn't abandoned him. Will just couldn't feel God's presence because he was facing one of the biggest emotional barriers of his life, one that would require him to trust in something beyond his own ability. Like Joshua, Will was facing his own personal Jordan River. So what happens next with Joshua? This might be hard to believe, but even though he and his people face a seemingly impossible barrier, they're exactly where God wants them to be. Remember the instructions? God has said, I'm going to make a way. I will allow you to cross the Jordan River. I want you to go down and put a foot in the Jordan River, and when you do that, I will get you across safely. So picture the Israelites approaching the flooded river, led by a group of priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God's presence that they've been carrying in the desert for their whole lives. I'm sure there were certain days the priests fought over who would be in the front, but not today. They were walking right towards a death trap. Now you've got to understand, God is teaching his people a huge lesson. It's a test, remember? Israel is facing an obstacle, a barrier, a particularly terrifying plan B. They've got to get across the Jordan to get to God's life for them. And God has promised that his power is sufficient to make that happen. God will deliver them. God will make a way. But, and this is a huge but, they've got to take the first step. They will not see God's power. They will not experience his faithfulness until they get their feet wet. God tells them, I want you to take one step into the Jordan, and then you'll see me at work. He's teaching his people how trust works. And here's what happens. Joshua 3 tells us, when the priest carrying the ark came to the edge of the river and stepped into the water upstream stopped flowing. It stood up in a heap a great distance away. You see, God is teaching his people, I have so much power, and I want to manifest it in your life. But if you want to see my power, you have to take the risk. You have to take the step. You have to take the spiritual risk of trusting me first. He's teaching us too. We've got to take the risk if we're going to live the kind of lives that God has called us to live, to be the people God dreamed of when he thought us into existence. So many miss out on this designed life because we make an unconscious vow that we will only trust ourselves and the things that we can control. You see, this really isn't about Joshua. It's not about Will. It's about you. What's your Jordan River? What is your Plan B situation? Where is God asking you to take a seemingly impossible step?